Luke 8:1, the kingdom of God. I want to talk to you about the kingdom of God. In the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him." Let's talk about the kingdom of God, and why is it significant to talk about the kingdom of God? Well, there are a number of reasons. First, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." If we're supposed to first seek the kingdom of God, we ought to know what it is we are seeking. Second, in the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 10, Jesus said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God." If it's been given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, then we ought to learn more about the kingdom of God so that we may receive the revelation of these mysteries. Thirdly, in Matthew chapter 6, we see Jesus teaching the model prayer to his disciples. Jesus says in verses 9 through 13, "In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Jesus tells us to pray that the Lord's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we are unfamiliar with the kingdom of God and what is taking place in the heavenly realm, then how are we to know what should be taking place in the earthly realm? For example, the Bible tells us that there is no disease or sickness up in heaven or in the kingdom of God. I'm going to use the words heaven and the kingdom of God interchangeably here. If we know that there is no sickness in the kingdom of God, and we're supposed to pray that the will of the Lord be done on earth as it is in heaven, then we should be contending that there be no sickness on earth either. Now, even if that seems far-fetched, it is not far-fetched that you should be contending for divine health for yourself and for your family at least. The more you know about the heavenly realm and the kingdom of God, the greater your expectations become for your life here on earth. Let's open up the Bible together and look at some of the scriptures that portray an open heaven. Please turn to the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 3. The Bible says, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." There shall be no more curse in the kingdom of God. When we realize that there is no more curse in the heavenly realm, we can contend that all the curses in our current life here on earth would be broken and permanently removed. You see, God wants us to stand upon his word, upon his promises. This isn't a game of manipulation, but rather saying, "Lord, this is what your word says, therefore, I'm going to stand upon your word, and I'm going to contend for what you say. Lord, you tell us to pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there shall be no more curse. Therefore, I'm going to contend that there will be no curse in my life either." The curse, in a broad definition, would consist of everything that you do not like. For example, if you have crooked teeth, and do not like having crooked teeth, then you can contend with God and say, "Lord, I do not believe that there will be crooked teeth in heaven, because everything in heaven is perfect. In your kingdom, there is no curse. There are no flaws. Therefore, I am contending that you supernaturally and instantly straighten my teeth, or the teeth of someone you might be praying for." The more you learn about the kingdom of God and all of its glory, the more you will contend for what is available while you're here on this earth. I encourage you to do so and press into the greater things that God is desiring to pour out. Will you please repeat after me and join with me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, I contend right now for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is no lack in your kingdom. Therefore, Lord, there should be no lack of anything in my life. Lord, there is no curse or illness in your kingdom. Therefore, I contend for divine health in my life and others as well. Change us from glory to glory for your glory. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.